I am back here with Coach Ben Barr to talk about the future of Maine hockey the next couple of weeks and take a look back at last weekend's single game against New Hampshire. Broke a long losing streak at New Hampshire. You've done the same thing at Northeastern and with BU, so that's the upside. The downside is I think you probably should have won that game by a little more than you did.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to win a game on the road against a rival. They're a good team, so, like, you know, can't the result was good. You know, I still, you know, watching it, like, in the self-destructive behavior with some, you know, at some moments in the game with certain individuals is a little frustrating still, and we just have to get it out of our game. But, you know, like, it's not easy to go in there. We've had a really hard time. So at the end of the day, there's, you know, a lot of positives in it.
You could see in the game, especially on the big sheet, that one of the things that you did well was forwards back checked like crazy. You think there'd be a 4-on-2 or a 3-on-1 or something coming in, and they'd get back into play. I think that you've talked about the importance of playing a 200-foot game and playing strong on every shift. And when you get the goaltending like you got, that's a recipe for success.
Yeah, I mean, when we give up chances, it seems to be, you know, 2-on-1s or, you know, breakaways, and Alvin is there making really big stops. You know, he doesn't get tested that much for long periods of time, and then it's a really bad individual breakdown, and that's, you know, those are the things, like, we're fortunate to have Alvin here right now, and, you know, he's extremely confident, he's extremely competitive, his game keeps getting better. It's a huge part of our, you know, of our team right now, obviously. The other side of it is, you know, we have to do a better job with, you know, taking care of the puck at times and playing the game the right way, not giving up ridiculous scoring chances from mental errors, and that's been a theme the last few weeks. And, you know, again, we're better at home with that than we are on the road, and, you know, high level teams find a way to be the same all the time, and that's the challenge we have.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because we've been playing hockey East games. Now you're going to play two series out of league, going down to RPI, a place you're rather familiar with, a place I've seen a number of hockey games myself over the years. And then you get Stonehill coming here. What do the kids need to do to keep their mental focus where it should be, instead of saying, well, it's not a league game? I mean, I understand the way younger athletes can be, to keep your foot on the pedal.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have that problem, just because that's what our, you know, our staff and our leaders are here to make sure that doesn't happen. You know, like, we're not a team that can ever think one game is bigger than the next. We're not built that way. We don't have two or three guys that are just going to go out and win the game for us. We have a whole team that, hopefully, as a whole, we are really hard to play against. And you know, we still have a lot of growing up to do as a team and as a program. And, you know, so I'm glad we, you know, get to go back on the road and play in a tough place to play against a team that's much improved from the team we saw last year. That's going to be really motivated to play us. They didn't have a play. They got 2 weeks rest. So, again, a lot of things that, you know, say, oh, that's, you know, that's okay. They're rested. They're on their home or whatever. But it doesn't matter.
Right.
Go play. Go play and execute and be the team that we say we want to be.
I thought Lyndon's goal, your first goal, was just changed the whole momentum of the game. I mean, he had been playing relentlessly up to that point. I thought he was one of the best players early in the game. When he scored, it was as if a light bulb went on for the rest of the team, it seemed like. They said, okay, we can do this. We got the speed. We can do this. And then sometime in that third period, when you knew New Hampshire would come out, I mean, they're down. They're at home. They got pride like everybody else. A little bit of that energy ebbed, but you got it back. That ebb and flow, how much do the guys on the bench have to help control? I mean, the coaches can do their best.
They control all of it. They control all of it, and that's we control it negatively, we control it positively, and that goal was enormous. you know, we'd been playing really well up until that point. We had a 5-on-3. We had 7 or 8 really good looks. Couldn't score. We take an extremely lazy penalty. Take another really lazy penalty. Make it 5-on-3. They score. So we shot ourselves in the face for no reason whatsoever after we had a 5-on-3 power play. They score. They have all the momentum. And then we have a D-zone face-off. Owen Fowler blocks a shot. Huge block.
Yeah.
Puck goes to Charlie. Charlie moves to Linden and we score. And that line was outstanding for us the whole week, or the whole game, sorry. Those are the type of things, those are the type of plays that, you know, big-time players make. And that block, just like the goal, is every bit as important.
Yeah, I've been amazed at Linden's ability to play with whomever you put him with over the years. I mean, that was true when he first got here. He moved him around on lines. That kind of depth, especially you didn't have Josh Nadeau, your leading scorer from last year, that kind of depth is great. But as you pointed out, it takes only one or two bonehead plays to undo all the good stuff. Have you got enough guys now that when that happens, you can just play the guys that are playing well? I mean, that's sort of an unfair question. But
yeah, it's really, you know, like, it starts in net and then it moves toward D. We have to get deeper on D. We, you know, and I thought for the most part in that game, we might only had one guy that was tapping out early in that game on our D-core. Our forwards as a whole were pretty good.
Yeah.
So, like, we haven't, you know, I thought, you know, Rennie's line needs to, you know, hopefully we can get them back to where they were the first 3 or 4 weeks. They've gotten a little stagnant the last few weeks. But, you know, Como's line gave us great minutes with Callie and Pichette. You know, Scotty's line was good. Linden's line was fantastic. But it's just, you know, can we get through games efficiently with our back end? That seems to be sometimes a challenge. And it's not because we're not capable. It's because mentally sometimes we have these meltdowns that that become frustrating. So, you know, we need to be a 4-line team and a 7D team. Like, that's what we need to be if we're going to be the team that, you know, we want to be at the end of the year. And if we can't get there, we're not going to be that. So, you know, we're not the same last year where, okay, like, you know, Brad and Josh both have 3 or 4 goals in the game. And,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, we had some secondaries. We have to have everybody, you know, that's the beauty of our team. It's also makes it glaringly obvious when, you know, you have one or two guys that are just completely overwhelmed in a game. And that's our identity this year. And that's what we have to work through as a team. And that's the beauty of sports and the beauty of building a culture.
Yeah, it is. And it'll be great to see you guys back here in a couple of weeks. I hope you have a great road trip out to Troy up there on the hill at RPI. And we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. Any word when Josh will be back? Not that would ever be anything I'd discuss on the air, but...